KFIZ News Time coming up on 1040 as Fond du Lac Today continues from the AirTech Heating Studios on a Tuesday. It's May 4th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you. Thanks for joining us this morning here on KFIZ. And it's time for our monthly updates with our friends over at the Fond du Lac Public Library. We talk with them once a month to update you on what's going on at the library. And there's a ton of stuff going on as May starts. So let's jump right in with our friend Ian Stapleton. He joins us on the phone lines once a month to keep us up to date on what's happening at the library here in Fond du Lac. Ian, thanks for joining us. How are you this morning?
Very well. How are you doing this morning?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Happy May. And looks like a lot of stuff going on. So let's jump right in. And first, I know I saw some info about this on Facebook and social media this weekend. You have some changes in hours at the main library and at Chapter 52 to tell us about.
Yes, as you mentioned, we've got a lot going on right now, but that's probably the number one item I want to make sure people are aware of. As of May 1st, we have changed our hours to expand our open hours for the building, and we are open 7 days to enter again. Come on in Monday through Sunday, any day. Our current hours now are Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Friday from 9 to 6, Saturday from 9 to 4, and Sunday from noon to 4. But what we're even more excited about, too, is that we're adding summer Sundays. You know, in past years, we've always been closed on Sundays from May up to October, just during those summer months. But following this pandemic year, we really wanted to expand access to the library this summer. So we're introducing summer Sundays. So what that means is come on by, grab a book, choose a CD, or even just cool off for a bit during those warm months. And you know, we'll be open every Sunday throughout the summer, including every day of the week. But those Sundays will be noon to 4. As you mentioned also, we've expanded our hours at Chapter 52. So we're open now on Monday through Wednesday from 2 to 6 p.m., as well as Saturday from 9 to 1 p.m., as we've been lately. What that means is that we've got great deals on books, used books, and more, plus our regular sales. We've got our Music Monday sales, 2 for Tuesdays, new discount Wednesdays, and we still have periodic Saturday sales as well. So we've got a lot of things going on here. Come on by.
Very cool. Glad to see some expanded hours, and I know a lot of folks will take advantage probably of those summer Sundays, grab a good book or a CD, or just like you said, enjoy some time out of the warm summer air too, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, sometimes you just need maybe you've been walking through downtown, you can feel free to stop on by. You know, enjoy, come on by, just take a rest for a moment or in the cool, maybe grab a book while you're here.
Very cool. Speaking of summer, Ian, I know summer reading is starting in a few weeks.
Exactly. I can't believe we're so close to this already. Starting June 1st, we've got summer reading at Fond du Lac Public Library. We've been looking forward to this for a while, but it's just on the horizon now. We're getting real close to it. The program's going to run from June 1st to August 15th, and it's open to readers of all ages. That means there's programs for kids, for teens, for adults, and this year's theme is going to be Reading Colors Your World. We're going to have prizes, and we're going to have activities all summer long, and there's going to be plenty to do. The one thing that we really want to make sure people are aware of is that new for this year, we're introducing Beanstack. For people who did our summer reading, our winter reading program, they may be familiar with this online reading program already. It's where you can go and log all the books that you're reading. For a summer reading program, what you can do is you can log all the minutes that you've been reading all summer long, and as you do so, you will be able to be entered for instant prizes along the way and a grand prize for the end of the summer as well. Registering for Beanstack is free and easy. We'll be putting a link to our program for this on June 1st on our website. But for the people who prefer to continue doing it on paper, as they've done it in the past, doing the reading cards, we'll still have that. So stop on by the main library or FDLPL Express for cards, and you can do it on paper if you'd like. It's logging 30 minutes of reading, up to 5 hours of reading, you get instant prizes, and every 5 hours after that, up to 20 hours. You'll be entered for grand prizes then summer as well.
Very cool. I see some information about six-word memoirs. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, and we talked about the pandemic a moment ago, and You know, we're hoping that we're getting toward the end of it. It's certainly not over yet, but at least there seems to be a light at the end of the tunnel. And maybe this is a good moment to just reflect back on the pandemic. You know, and there's probably a lot people have to say, but we'd like to challenge our customers to maybe bring it down to six words. Can you say something about the pandemic in six words and maybe find some of that positivity that you're looking for in those six words? We'll be posting these memoirs throughout the month. You can come on by the library and write it down on a piece of paper, and our staff will post it. Or if you prefer to submit your six-word memoir, you can email us one at reference@fblpl.org. And we've got some examples on our website, and we've got plenty up on the board already, but we'd love to see that board really filled up.
Very cool. I understand History at Home is returning. It's from what I understand, a virtual presentation this time around.
Yes, we're going to have a Facebook Live presentation for History at Home, and a subject I don't know much about, but I'm really excited about this one. Tracy Reinhart of the Fond du Lac County Historical Society is going to tell us about Colin Doc Aubrey. He's a local guy who has led a really fascinating life, and everything I've heard from her just makes me want to learn more about him. He, at age 13, he smuggled himself onto a Civil War troop train. He was later at Ford's Theater when President Lincoln was shot. He's contributed to the local historical records here in Fond du Lac. There's just a lot of really interesting information about this man, and I'd love to hear more about him. I think others would like to hear about him as well. So to be able to hear about this, go to our Facebook Live program on Thursday, May 20th at 6 p.m., and our Facebook page, of course, is facebook.com/FBLPL. And you don't have to have a Facebook account to watch. If you don't have one, just go to our Facebook page, and you'll be able to watch it for free.
Very cool. I know you have some kid-related programs coming up, some programs for kids. I'm seeing National Kids to Park Scavenger Hunt, and then you have a 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, too.
Yes. We're having a scavenger hunt that we're going to be teaming up with United Way of Fond du Lac and Family Connections to do National Kids to Parks Day on May 15th. So go on down to Lakeside Park's Bourne Learning Trail that day, and you'll get a outdoor scavenger hunt sheet. If you bring that back to the library by May 31st, you can receive a special prize. You'd also mentioned 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten. We've had this program for quite a while, and it's been very, very popular, but we are now adding a beanstalk option for this as well. And we've kind of refreshed the look of it. I think it's got a fun new look now. So you'll be able to log all of your reading, all 1,000 books, right online. You can do it right from home. It makes it really easy to participate. And you can still earn prizes for a child for every 100 books that are read. And it's just a great way to help your child get ready for school and get ready for life. We're also going to be, by the way, unveiling the results of our teen photo contest tomorrow, 7th Annual Teen Photo Contest. And you can see all the images either by going to fdlpl.org or go to our Langdon Divers Community Gallery Facebook page starting tomorrow. We're going to unveil tomorrow morning. So we had more than 100 teens enter photos, and we've got some really incredibly talented teens who submitted photos to us.
Very cool. I know you had some info before we step out of here, Ian. Stories from home. Looks like summers in Fond du Lac is stories at home topic.
Yes. We did the Stories from Home oral history projects starting last November, and we were collecting stories about the pandemic. We're transitioning to a new theme right now, summers in Fond du Lac. Tell us your favorite stories of summers gone by. Did you have a favorite swimming spot, a great place to get ice cream or custard, you know, best places, best hangouts as a kid, maybe that aren't around? Tell us your stories of summers in Fond du Lac from years gone by, and we're going to record them. And if you give us permission, we'd love to share them with the community as well. If you want to do that, be sure to check out our website, fdlpl.org, and we've got information on how to submit those or to sign up to participate.
Very good. Ian, anything else we didn't mention that you'd like to highlight this morning?
No, I think that pretty well covers it. We've got a lot going on right now, and we're really excited, especially the fact that we've got these summer Sundays coming up this year.
Very cool. Ian, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk again in June.
Talk to you then. Thank you for your time.
Ian Stapleton joining us from the Fond du Lac Public Library. He joins us once a month to update folks out there on what's happening at the Fond du Lac Public Library. So much going on in May. Again, fdlpl.org.